In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. At Jesus' baptism, the Spirit of God descended like a dove and rested on him. Now that Holy Spirit leads Jesus on the offensive, he takes the battle to the devil. Still dripping water, Christ goes out into the wilderness to rebuild creation and turn barren wastelands into bubbling springs. Adam was given paradise, but the Son of God lived in creation as it had now become a barren wasteland ruled by the ancient dragon. Adam failed. Israel wandered 40 years in the wilderness, yet their time was marked by grumbling, complaining, and unbelief. They too failed. But Christ will wander 40 days and succeed. He will lock horns with the devil, Satan will flee, and Christ will hold the field. This is why he came. This is why he was baptized and why he entered the wilderness. He is the Samson who kills the prowling lion with his pierced hands. He is the David who slays the giant no other man could. He is the Israelite who lives by the word of God alone. Recognize where you live. You are of heaven, but you are not yet in heaven. You still live in this fallen world. Satan's kingdom is not in hell, but his kingdom is on this earth. He is the God of this age and the ruler of this dark world. He promised Adam that if Adam ate, he would become like God. But when Adam ate, he lost everything and Satan took control. Do not write this devil off as a character of medieval superstition. He is real and so are his demons. He may not cause every sneeze or mental illness, but just because ages past have attributed too much to him, doesn't mean we should attribute nothing to him. It is his greatest lie to convince our Western world that he doesn't exist. No devil, no need for a savior. And religion then becomes nothing more than a coping mechanism to help us get through this world. Among other things, Lent is a time to recognize the spiritual forces of evil that are set against you. With the exception of the fourth Sunday in Lent, each gospel reading for these next five Sundays deal with the demons. Learn from the church's wisdom. These are your enemies. Lent is a time for spiritual discipline, for fasting, prayer, and meditation, because you are in the midst of a battle. The devil roams around you, looking to devour you. His demons surround you, watching, waiting for you to stumble. Forget politics and viruses and family squabbles. This is a matter of eternity. These demons do not take time off during pandemics either. But they work even harder to separate you from Christ. Watch and pray, lest you be devoured. Our spirit is willing, but the body is weak. If we can't overcome hunger, but must run to the fridge for a snack the moment we feel a twinge, how can we overcome temptation? Do you see how the desires of the body so often control us? We want food, we eat. We want sleep, we nap. We want to relax, we do it. We get what we want almost all the time. Satan is crafty. He understands Christianity as a matter of the heart. He doesn't care if we renounce Christianity outright or not. He just subtly takes the blessings of God and urges us to bow down and worship them. He wants us to live to eat, and to eat to live. He wants our trust to shift from Christ to something else. Now we're safe because we have a vaccine. Now we're safe because we have masks. Now we're safe because our finances have stabilized. Now we're safe because our job is secure. Now we can trust God to take care of us yet again. Man does not live on bread alone. So Satan responds. He will command his angels concerning you, so jump. Ignore it all then and jump. And we pat ourselves on the back for jumping, for not wearing a mask, for downplaying the virus, for rightly understanding and seeing what this truly is. If he doesn't get us coming, then he gets us going. We will not worship science. but neither will we test God. We live by his word and judge all things by his word. The word determines our steps, and that word reveals science is a gift from God, while at the same time instructing us to trust in God alone. How many times has science contradicted itself? Have the experts been wrong? Thus we live and trust only in the unchanging, true word of God. Above all, that word teaches us the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. We are not strong enough to see every one of the devil's temptations, much less to overcome them. We need a Savior. And there that Savior sat in a wilderness, starving to death. But unlike Adam and us, he did not take whatever he wanted, but he waited patiently for his Father. Unlike Israel and us, he did not grumble and complain, but he trusted that his God would provide and was good even when he withheld food. He is the eternal God, the King of heaven and earth, struck with hunger, for he came to fight the devil as man, so that his victory might be for all men. These 40 days mirror Lent. Our Lord, again, we are reminded that this earth is not our home any more than it was his. We have turned it into a wasteland, but see your brother fighting for you, restoring what you have lost. We fall, he overcame. We sleep, he watched and prayed. We are controlled by the body's desires. He fasted, meditated, and waited patiently. We love other things. He loved God above all. And so he gained the victory that we could not. This account is but one episode of what happened throughout his entire life. Daily the devil hounded him. Day and night he lived by the word of God. Even as the scourge flailed and the hammer pounded, the cross chafed and the mockers taunted, he trusted God was good and would deliver him in his time and way. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God, Satan taunted. Jesus bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Not my will, but yours be done. He is the perfect man, holy, righteous, and innocent, and so he has become the perfect sacrifice to remove your sins. His divine blood splattered the ground to bring life back to a parched land. The spear of his cross thrusted into the devil to crush his skull forever. He trusted God was good, even when God had forsaken him. He was not disappointed. On the third day, God raised him from the dead and gave him the name that is above every name. Now the conqueror sits at the right hand of God, ready to rule all things for your good. The devil has lost. He can harm you none. He's judged. The deed is done. But that does not mean Satan has given up. Frantically, he still tempts you. Christ knows how to help you, for he himself was tempted in every way just as you are. Yet he overcame. He overcame for you so that he might provide a way out when you are tempted. That way out is a cross, a grave, and a resurrection. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You are called to fight with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, against these spiritual forces of evil. But recognize you are not alone in this desert. Christ is with you still. He blazed the trail with his divine blood. Has he not turned this wilderness into a bubbling spring where you have been washed, cleansed from your sin, and delivered from the devil? And has he not prepared a table before you in the presence of that prowling enemy and filled it with heavenly bread? His forgiveness is how you can withstand the devil's assaults and live by the word of God. And when you do fall, and when the devil gleefully accuses you of many sins, do not be afraid, because Christ and his forgiveness will pick you back up and set your feet back on the way to heaven, because he and he alone holds the field forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.